Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
I was bound to lose. Hello, welcome to Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM. We kicked off the program with Haze. Yeah, this band has been going on well. It was going on when I was younger. mid-80s, something like that, when I first heard about this band. And I got, I was impressed, you know. I thought it would look, it sounded a bit like Genesis, you know. And to me, it was any sound kind of like hippies, you know, like, you know, festival style, you know, is as attractive because it's a kind of music that you want to relax with, you know. And this is quite good stuff. Well, Chris Trevier, actually, one of the co-founders of this band, still around, and he does a lot of different other things, you know, like folky, English folky music, and some presentations around here and there, you know, festivals. So, yeah, that was Haze, you know, when, from the album The Sellotapes. I remember that my sister-in-law in those years, in 80-something, you know, she gave me these two tapes. She said, I found these tapes in my cellar, you know, and I said, well, that's funny, they call it cellar tapes. She goes, yeah, they were there because it was a bunch of guys who used to have a studio downstairs, you know, and they used to record their music, you know. So she gave me these tapes, and I listened to them. I went, wow, man, this is fantastic. So I shared it with all my hippie Chilean friends and all the other hippies, you know. So we used to go and see these guys play, you know, live and direct, you know, in pubs and bars. Anyway, let's start with the show. Now we got a, well, we started the show already, by the way. Now we got a band, and I'm sure these guys are from Argentina because, I mean, somebody gave me this CD. And there's no much details in it, so I'll find out for you guys, okay? So here is Binaro. Thank you. Carlos Santana, and remember what I just said? I was that band I was playing. I didn't know exactly where they were. I thought they were from Argentina, but not. They're not from Argentina, man. They're from Brazil, from Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, you see, this is what I'm trying to show you and let you know that Latin America is not just salsa and cumbia, bachata, merengue. No, it's all sorts of stuff, man. And that was one of them. That was one of them. That was one of the styles, you know, like a bit of rock. And we got rock. We got now we got a band from Mexico, Calidra. You know, these guys have been to Sheffield. And they came to the studio as well, to the radio show when they came to Sheffield. And they performed, you know, in a couple of places in Sheffield, and then they moved on to other venues in the country. So, yeah, here for you is Calidra, all the way from Mexico. I'm sure Armando, my compadre, is listening to this as well. I hope so. Anyway, go for it, man.
Subido a un escalón en la evolución. Hormonas electrónicas he mutado en un ser superior.
Dejar de paso como una sombra. No hay experiencias vetadas por las alas de los consejos que habitan las alimañas. Y aquel rasguño se me abría y ya tardaba en cicatrizar. Te quedarás mi pesadilla rondándome al oscurecer. Declararme culpable si me ofrecía tus rodillas y no quería quedarme. Extrañas tetas mentales en desfiladeros y precipicios esparciendo alrededor de lo que más corrompido. Oh,
Eso, amigos, that was Los Héroes del Silencio, all the way from Spain, man, Spain. We play everything here, Spanish music, Latino music, and if it sounds good, we play it. My preference is the music in general, okay, in general, okay. I appreciate music because music is made with the talent, you know, with an effort from the heart, from the soul, from the mind, from the brain. You know what I mean? That's what is made, you know. When you get a machine and you press buttons and that music comes out already, that is also creation, because that was created by somebody who invented that machine and put that program in that machine for you to play with, so to make you your musical life easier, right? But by doing that, which, anyway, welcome, whatever you want to do, but if you want to improve and develop your musical mind, you know, you do it yourself, you know, you make the music yourself. You create music yourself, you know. And, when I have to admit, you know, that when the first time I saw a drum machine, whoa, man, I went crazy. I would spend the whole day, pam, 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 and I had a little one that I got in a shop, a pretty cheap one, actually. I plugged it into my amp, you know, at home in my living room. And I would mess around all day long, you know, with bam, 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 with rhythms and stuff, you know. And and then one day somebody came in and he said, "Mauro, why didn't you record all these sounds?" I said, "Really? How do you do that?" And he said, "Well, in the same bloody machine, mate, you know. That's how knowledgeable about technology I was, you know. I just like the sounds, you know. I like the sounds. It's like when I was about 9 years old, my mother wanted me to play the guitar, okay? So one Christmas time, she bought me a guitar, an acoustic guitar, you know, and everybody was kind of like into instruments, you know, at the time, because when we had a socialist government in power, you know, they were kind of like pushing for us to keep our culture, our music, our folk music, you know? So lots of people playing pan pipes, you know, flutes, lots of percussion, lots of guitar playing, you know, with folk music. And so she bought me this guitar, yeah? And one day I'm in the backyard, you know, practicing, you know, a few notes, you know, like, well, making some sounds with the strings. And I got really bored, you know, so I turned the guitar over, you know, and I started drumming on the body of the guitar, you know. And then my mom came in and she goes, "Oh my God, what are you doing? You know, you be careful, you might break it." I said, "No, mom, I'm not going to break it. It's okay." But it's just that I tend to have like more percussion instrument than the string instrument. And then she got the message. So next time, she bought me a drum. Not a drum set, you know, just a drum, just one drum, right? So I used to try and play, you know, you play on the edge, you know, on the rims. Bam, bam, bam. So try to make rhythms and stuff, you know. And yeah, my friends, you know, they were into the guitar and they were pan pipes. So we formed little bands, you know, bands. I'm saying like jamming and everything. So I really got into percussion, you know. That's why I like so much percussion. And I used to play congas, you know, until I got arthritis on my hands. And I cannot play that no more. So I just, you know, I just listen to the music. And I still love it, obviously. I still love it. It's like playing football. I cannot play football anymore. My legs don't allow it. But I love football. Anyway, so on and so on. I'm telling you the plots, man. Some more music for you here, right? Okay, so stay with me until 7 o'clock. Welcome to the show, Alexandra. It was a nice night last night. Last night, you know, I saw Alexandra, my friend, at the Cole's Corner. You know, my compadre Quito, he was doing a bit of cooking there, you know. We had some traditional soup from Chile and empanadas, man. Oh, then my ex-partner turned up, you know, with my eldest daughter. And and a friend of hers who used to be our lodger, you know, and now she lives in Huddersfield, Claire from Liverpool. Oh my God, she's a laugh, man. She's wow, she's the most entertaining person I've met, you know, Claire from Liverpool. And yeah, so we had a great time, you know. We had lots of wine, you know. Claire bought a bottle of pisco, not just one or two glasses, a bottle. We were six of us, and then some little cans of Coke. So we're taking, Coca-Cola. So yeah, great time, you know. I got a big gig. Anyway, I got a lift back home, you know, about my daughter, and I'm here today. No hangover, nothing, because, you know, that's the price I pay. I don't have hangovers. Do you?
Quello che tu cerchi, ciò che tu cerchi c'hai. Quello che tu cerchi è già qui. È davanti. Non lo vedi che solo il tuo destino, perché
scappiamo fuori. I'm just a toasty. Feel alright now. No more crying. Feel alright now. Girl, I thank you. Girl, I thank you. Girl, I thank you. Girl, I thank you.
Plegarias no fueran a la Virgen sino a ti, ¿qué pensarías?
Por tu cuerpo, lamiéndote. todo me decía que me quería. Me decía que me quería, pero yo no le creía porque todo era mentira.
Mentira,
si te digo, te sugiero que te avientes a pozo con tu novio el mariposo. El escuincle calca mi viva voz, toca mi vieja o por los chescos. No, los chescos y luego me abandonó. No,
no.
Que primero me pedía que me viniera y ahora quiere. Ya vaya que cuida mi vida y cosas tiene la vida, mi vida.
¿Por qué no te suicidas? Que si sigues, coge y coge, te vas a morir de sida.
¿Por qué no te haces para allá, al más allá? ¿Por qué no te haces para allá, al más allá? ¿Por qué no te haces para allá, al más allá?
¡Té! ¡Al más allá! ¡Al más allá!
¿Por qué no te haces para allá, al más allá? ¿Por qué no te haces para allá, al más allá? ¿Por qué no te haces para allá, al más allá?
¿A dónde, puto? ¡Al más allá!
Donde seguro que a todos engañaste. Y si te late y te late cortar, ¿por qué no te cortas las venas? Y con eso apenas la puedes liberar. ¿Por qué no te cortas las venas? Y con eso apenas la puedes liberar. Y si te duele tanto y tanto que ya no puedes soportar el llanto, por eso te canto y te canto. Te canto tanto que ya no te aguanto.
Deberías de tener. Te mueres
de un plomazo, de un pasón o de un putazo
en un camión.
Mal rayo,
te aparta,
querida,
por ser una puta
malagradecida.
Mal rayo,
te aparta,
querida,
por ser una puta malagradecida.
¿Por qué no te haces para allá, al más allá? ¿Por qué no te haces para? ¿Por qué no te haces para allá, al más allá, para allá, al más allá?
¿Dónde?
Al más allá. ¿Por qué no te haces para allá, al más allá? ¿Por qué no te haces para allá?
Y tus besos, lo que quiero es que quiero es que te bajes por los chescos.
Quiero verte de rodillas implorándome perdón.
Quiero ver cómo te humillas,
ay cómo lloras, ay cómo chillas.
Y para verte más hermosa deberías de hacerte un corte de cabeza o de pescuezo.
Bien por eso, bien por eso.
Conseguirte un novio bien,
no, bien.
Que le guste dispararte, que le guste
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire. And you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.